time to play the puzzle. Joining us is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master. Hi, Will.
Good morning, Lulu.
All right, what was last week's challenge?
Yes, it came from listener Derek Niederman of Charleston, South Carolina. I said, start in a state, drive to another one, then another one, then another one. And the postal abbreviations for those four states you can rearrange to spell a common eight-letter word. What is it? Well, I said last week that I knew of only one answer. Actually, there are a number of them. My answer was flagrant, but you can also make ornament, diamonds, animator, and several other eight-letter words. And amazingly, Tyler Elliott, a listener, sent in a string that uses seven states, making the word documentations, and you have a meandering path from Tennessee to Utah. So we're going to list all the good answers that we accepted on the NPR website.
We received over 400 correct responses, and the winner is Mark Colello of Carlsbad, California. Congratulations and welcome to the program.
Thank you so much.
So which one did you submit?
I submitted several of them. I submitted condemns, diamonds, flagrant, gallivant, nominate, ornament, ransomed, and sanctum.
Well, I have to say, then you are exactly the right person to have won this week. What was it like when you got the call?
Oh, so exciting. I'm giddy with excitement.
Oh, all right. I'd like to see that. Mark, are you ready to play the puzzle?
I am. I'm ready to play. Yeah.
Exciting. All right. Well, take it away, Will.
All right, Mark. Today's puzzle is all about me. And specifically, every answer is a word or name in which the accented syllable me, in any spelling, appears somewhere inside it. For example, if I said serving to fix or correct things, you would say remedial. Always accent the me, and here's number one, a person who tells jokes.
Comedian.
Comedian is right. Number two, a single-celled creature.
Amoeba.
That works. Also paramecium, either one. A friend in Mexico.
Amigo.
Uh-huh. A minor criminal infraction.
Let's see. I am racking my brain.
It starts with M, if that helps. It starts with M-I-S. How about that?
Misdemeanor?
Misdemeanor is correct. Part of Ukraine annexed by Russia in 2014.
Crimea.
Crimea is it. Country located between Turkey and Azerbaijan.
Armenia.
Armenia is it. Here's your next one. Ancient Greek mathematician and inventor.
Archimedes?
That's it. In Greek myth, the Titan who's said to have created humanity from clay.
Prometheus.
Oh, good job. A basic kind of acid.
Amino.
And here's your last one. Composer Shostakovich.
No, I'm not. I'm no good with composers.
And it's sort of a traditional Russian man's name, starting with D.
Dmitri?
Dmitri, is it? Good job.
Good job. Will, did you wake up on the wrong side of the bed today? That was hard. How do you feel?
Relieved. That was so much fun. It's my dad's birthday today, so I want to dedicate this win to him.
What's his name?
Stephen.
Happy birthday to your dad, Stephen. And for playing our puzzle today, you'll get a Weekend Edition lapel pin, as well as puzzle books and games, and you can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And Mark, which member station do you listen to?
KPBS.
That's Mark Colello of Carlsbad, California. Thank you so much for playing the puzzle.
Thank you so much. This was really so much fun.
You did really well. All right, Will, what is next week's challenge?
Yes, it comes from listener Ed Pegg Jr., who runs mathpuzzle.com. Think of an official who has been in the news this year. Say this person's first initial and last name out loud, and it will sound like an important person in U.S. history. Who is it? So again, you're looking for an official who's been in the news this year. Say the first initial and last name out loud, and it will sound like an important person in U.S. history. Who are these people?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Remember, just one entry per person, please. Our deadline for entries is this Thursday, February 11th at 3 p.m. Eastern. Include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time, and if you're the winner, we'll give you a call, and you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's very own puzzle master, Will Shortz. Thanks so much, Will.
Thanks, Lulu.